from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraqi forces shut down access both in and out of Kirkuk Monday as fighting with Kurdish Peshmerga forces grew worse. Popular mobilization units moved into Kirkuk in the early hours of Monday and continue to fight Kurdish Peshmerga soldiers in the contested oil city in addition to occupying Kirkuk Airport. By evening, PMU forces had moved to the northern part of the city and mortars fell as far as 7 kilometers beyond Kirkuk. Peshmerga soldiers manning the last point outside the city, fully controlled by Kurdish authorities, told VOA they were also taking sniper fire and that families that wanted to flee are now trapped inside the city. President Trump says his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the nuclear agreement could lead to its, quote, total termination. He said that's a very real possibility. He spoke to reporters as he began a meeting with his cabinet at the White House on Monday. In remarks that were at times prepared and other times off the cuff, the president said a lot of people agreed with what he did in pulling away from the 2015 accord, but none of the other parties to the agreement have endorsed the president's decision. The death toll in the Somali capital Mogadishu has now topped 300 as rescue teams continue to search for survivors from a massive explosion on Saturday blamed on Islamist militants. VOA Somali was told that 302 people are confirmed dead from the explosion, which struck a busy intersection late Saturday. The government says 429 injured people are in hospitals. This is VOA News.